Good morning. Talk about activation and action and empathy. Action is karma. Activation is called, the Buddhist word is sankhara. I mean, something is prime, something is switched on. We start to vibrate, or we start to kind of feel ourselves in something. Get a sense of here I am, activation, something switched on. And in that process of activation, we might feel uncertain, what's exactly going on, that's quite normal. Check it out, cautious, eager, oh, that looks nice. Hostile, don't I look at that. All kinds of things, activation. These senses come up. It's like the mind is putting out its feelers, checking out situation. Could be internal, could be in my body. What's that feeling? What's that sensation? Could it be in the room? What's that funny window with those people on it? Could be guy sitting up the front. What's he going to do? Could be the person sitting next to me. She looks a bit rough. Could be a number of things. Activation switches on, and mind is checking out. And it goes internally. What am I supposed to do? Is this going to work for me? How much time have I got? And then various ideas. Oh my goodness, what about my daughter? What about my da 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 da? You know, starts to switch on, and it starts feeling out. And it's very holistic. Feels out internally, conceptually, physically, emotionally, feels out in the sense realm around, and it just keeps activating. And at a certain point, one of those activations kind of achieves, you might say, liftoff. That's what you act. The mind goes, and starts thinking about something. It's decided, it's made a decisive move onto all these potentials, and it started to act. And the first action is emotional. We've checked everything out, and we feel definitely held by a particular emotion. Could be worry. And then the thinking comes up, and it enters action. Yeah. It's taking up a decisive trajectory. And it's karma. Action, and you get the results of those actions. Having thought about that, one feels a certain way. Feeling a certain way, one is then activated by that feeling, that impression. Being activated by the impression, one acts again. This is sometimes, there's a certain voluntary quality, which is the, if you like, the moment when we get decisive. Oh, that's the one to follow. That's mental action. That's the one to follow. And you may follow that action for a while and then change track. But this is karma. Some of the action will then naturally turn into verbal action. We start to talk about things. Physical action, we start to move towards things. So this is the first activation, is just the activation of switching things on, and then it's decisive mood or inclination takes over, and we go into, you know, our eagerness or our joyfulness, or most likely something less happy. strange enough, more likely to go into a worry or into our sense of restlessness or into our I've got to do or into our I should be or, you know. And this is where these are the tyrant, is the one that readily takes over. Something doesn't do you any good, in that you feel yourself somehow pushed along that trajectory. Something to feel bad about. Something to compare oneself with. Something to feel one doesn't have yet, that one should get. Something to feel bad about, that one should try to get rid of. And you get this, the action starts occurring around those bases. Now, much of this, what we're activated by, a lot of it is we call ghosts. Or I call them ghosts. They're nothing, they're just nebulous. They're ideas. They're should-be's. They're ought-to-be's. They're memories. Are they true? Probably got some truth in them, but probably not really absolutely true. Impressions. The things we should be, things we could be, things we think other people are, things we think other people think we are, things we think we should do so other people think we are something. So we get activated by these ghosts because they have no substantial reality and yet they have tremendous haunting power. So, the first thing we do, recognizing this, the suffering that gets generated just sitting still without doing anything else, is can you get activated around another set of perceptions and impressions? So we start body. How's the breathing? This is just so simple. Sometimes, admittedly, it's tricky because the back breathing doesn't speak anywhere as loud as the ghosts do. The ghosts have loud voices and tremendous haunting power. The breath doesn't have that. It's calm. It's always there. There's no hurry to get to it because there'll be another one coming along in a second. There's no urgency. It doesn't really achieve anything. In fact, it tends to unplug those mechanisms that we find ourselves so compelled by. Unless, of course, you take breathing as something you've got to get good at, be good at, do well so that you will achieve something, be as good as the next person. Then, of course, you make breathing into another tyranny. And you can do that in meditation. Breath, you're breathing quite okay before you started to meditate on it, and then it becomes another tyranny. You feel you've got to get somewhere, forced to do it. You can't get it right. You're not as good as you should be. The teacher says you should be this way, and you're not that way. And it says in the book this, and you should get to that state. And there is the active tyranny activation again. But the breathing itself doesn't do that. So you want to actually come back to the more direct feeling. And one very important clue about help with activations is every activation, every action, as activation moves into action, you're going to feel it in your body. You'd feel something, because once that gets activation as a sense of flushing, body is energized, when it moves into action, even a thought, you're going to feel something happen in the bodily sense. It's a nervous energy, you might say. Not necessarily a particular place, it could be all over, an overall sense of cramp, or an overall sense of stimulated, or an overall sense of pressurized. You may feel it in your face or in your chest. Certain areas of your body particularly sensitive to that, could be in your belly. And certain emotions such as anger or grief all activate different parts of the body more thoroughly, more completely than others. But just to go simply, feeling the sense of activation start to move into action, our body changes. You know, a sense of our body becomes not comfortable, not whole, not relaxed, not complete, not flowing, but somehow uncomfortable. So, you know, and then, okay, right, let's see what's happened in the top of my chest, on my shoulders, and breathing out. Just going back to posture, breathing out, breathing in. So trying to really return to the fullness of the breathing, centering it in the abdomen. Going back to body time, breathing time is quite a slow movement, slow, thorough, flowing movement. It's not jerky. Concept time, ideas time can be very fast. We go back to body time or breathing time, changing the time, and then you experience a groundedness, calm. So, very important to handle time, its urgencies, or its dragging along. And breathing helps to do that, come into body time, breathing time. So then we are being activated. Because activate doesn't mean profound activity, it's just a gentle sense of being turned on in terms of our upright body, the breathing body, rather than being turned on by the ghosts. This is called bodily activation. Kaya Sankara, Buddhist term, breathing in, breathing out. The mind can mean a number of things, citta, awareness, heart. So it's a further set of activations. Psychology. The most primary level of that is quality of feeling, mental feeling or emotional feeling, feeling comfortable, feeling uncomfortable, pleasure, discomfort. So that's the first activation. And then, based upon that, second degree of it is thinking. Thinking about why, how to get more, what to do about this. Thinking is always what to do about. Heart is much more how I am, what I'm feeling. And the general advice is to come back to how I'm feeling rather than what to do about it. That is the more primary, the more fundamental the activation is, the less it's going to be infected with tyrannies. Tyrannies are these constructions of self, obligation, comparisons, memories. And just going back to the very present moment, feeling. First, how I am feeling. And that's relational, because how am I feeling as I feel my breathing? How is that? So something always does that for human beings. We're always relational. Sometimes relating to our ghosts, our bodies, how I'm feeling about how the worry is affecting me, how the ghost of worry is affecting me, how the ghosts of yesterday are affecting me, how the ghosts of tomorrow are affecting me, how the ghosts of what I think other people imagine about me are affecting me, or just how being here, breathing. And we're looking to find a kind of empathy which is balanced. Not trying to feel something, but feeling, how am I feeling? In relationship. How am I being affected by? And not doing anything about how one's being affected. If the negative effect, turn back again to just breathing it out. Breathing it in, breathing it out. How I'm feeling, breathing it in, and breathing it out. Letting the breath move through or against with that feeling how I am. Feeling fed up. Just naming it. Sensing it. How it is in the body. Feeling the breathing. And what occurs is the movement of the breathing and the energy of the breathing unfreezes. Now what occurs with activations is they, as they come into being actions, they freeze, that is, they become very solid. As they solidify, you know, they become a definite, I am this, this is my mood. That's the freezing. It becomes more solid, and then actions start occurring. We think, we blame, we worry, we agitate. Blame ourselves, blame others, we worry, we agitate. So the actions start tumbling out from the feeling that's frozen, that's locked. Now, it doesn't really matter what's feeling, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, fed up, inspired. But keeping the movement, just a simple, involuntary, no aim, no attitude, movement of the breathing, flowing through that, just helps it to not freeze and lock. Becomes less decisive because it hasn't solidified. Feeling tired, feeling fed up. And the beauty is, if you don't go into decisive action on that, believe in it, project on it, start looking around to who to blame or try to get out of it, if you don't act on it, it can't continue. It sort of stays there for a while and it's a ghost wanting to become solid. And you just, breathing, feeling that movement, the body. And this is empathy. Being in the presence of, feeling it without being activated by it, without being triggered by it. Being in the presence of without being triggered. Notice when I'm talking about breathing, I'm not really talking about the flow of air or respiration, but the primary sense of energy moving through the body in line with breathing in and breathing out. That sense of vitality, the in-breath, however subtle that is, and the sense of relief, release, relaxation. The out-breath, focusing the whole body, softening the muscles, opening the posture to receive our own breathing. This actually is a major practice of compassion and kindness and equanimity. Without a lot of doing about it, but the natural process of how empathy, when empathy is sustained, that is the willingness to be present with, to feel, and to refrain from decisive action. In line with what's hurtful, to refrain from the acting in ways that are hurtful, negative, cramping, lessening, wounding. This is already compassion, equanimity, kindness. And gladness is the ability to feel blessed by that. So just coming to the end of this particular meditation time, what's the activation? Mind picking up signals, creating signals. Not settled, comfortable, uncertain. And just letting your eyes come open to the presence, beings in the room, people. And as you do so, staying in touch with your own breathing, your own vitality, your own body. So we don't pull out into comparisons or other people are this or that or the other. Just feet noticing this experience of other people lightly. And here I am. And how is that? May they be well, may they be well.